Hello and welcome to the On Call Room,
a Grey's Anatomy podcast.
I'm Abby.
I'm Bree.
It's a beautiful day to podcast. We are stifling giggles from a conversation that happened moments ago. I'm just putting it out there so that we don't try to act like it didn't happen.
Exactly.
Yeah. But anyways, if this is your first time listening, welcome. This is a deep diving Grey's Anatomy podcast. We are currently in season 16, almost done.
Yeah.
17, 18, and 19. And if you've not watched the entirety of Grey's Anatomy through season 19, I'm going to say, go back, watch that first, and then listen so that we don't spoil anything for you.
Yeah. If you want to support us, you can support us on Patreon, www.patreon.com/theoncallroom. It's also in our Instagram profile and in our notes. What are those called? Show notes.
Show notes.
Yeah. So you can...
Wait, we don't post those anymore.
Show notes.
Yeah.
Aren't there
show notes. Yes. We don't post our notes.
Notes, but we post like...
No one was reading them.
Yeah, bullshit. Yeah. So you get things for donating to the podcast. You used to get our notes.
Not anymore.
Nope, not anymore because no one opened them or gave
a shit. Also, I'm going to put this out here so that it makes me do it and makes you and I think about it. I would like this year to be the year that we have merch.
I like that. 2020.
Because I think we can.
2023, the year of merch.
Exactly. My thought is that it's going to have to be a higher tier.
Okay.
The way that Patreon, if we wanted to.
Like they would only have access to it? Because they would.
No, it would be like you get a t-shirt if you pledge this. Which I believe it's like you could pledge it once. You know what I mean? So that's my thought. We're workshopping it.
Okay, great. So stick around for that. But other things we have right now, you get an episode a day early. You get to be part of our Facebook group. You get bonus episodes. We'll probably have a bonus episode coming out soon about the...
Ellen's last episode.
Yeah, so if you're interested in any of those things, you have to be a patron. Head there. Thank you.
And also, if you want to support us in another way that doesn't cost anything, you can rate and review us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen. 5 scalpels, please. We love reading your reviews. It's kind of like a little love note. If you have constructive criticism, please send that to our email instead.
At
the on-call room.
At gmail.com.
Anyways, that's who we are. And also part of one of our things we do is called post-op, where we talk a little bit longer after we call time of death. Today, we're going to talk about the Levi and Nico breakup.
Yes, and we have thoughts.
Yeah, Bree's got thoughts.
Okay, so that's all the...
That's the housekeeping.
Yeah, we're done with that.
How was your weekend?
You had a little trip.
It was great. I was up in Blue Ridge, Georgia. I keep saying Blue Ridge.
Like the Blue Ridge Mountains?
Yes.
Fleetwood Foxes.
I keep saying...
Fleetwood Fox.
I keep saying Blue Ridge because of the Blue Bridge in our town. I don't know. Fleetwood Foxes.
I mix Fleetwood Mac and Fleet Foxes.
Wait, do they sing about
the Blue Ridge? Ridge Mountains over near Tennessee?
Was I near Tennessee? Yeah, I was. I was 4 hours from... I was. Someone from Nashville drove and it was only 4 hours. And I said, whoa, I'm only 4 hours from Nashville? I should go there.
Well, 4 hours from... Oh, wait. You said she was from Nashville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was like, I didn't know that was an option that I could like drive back with you because there's a friend of mine and like see Nashville.
And then fly from Nashville.
Yeah. So that's anyways, a bummer. Also, I have to say this is not about... I was there for a bachelorette party. This is not about that. But on the airplane on the way home, I booked these tickets like the cheapest I could get from Delta.
Yeah.
Usually I'm all about Comfort Plus. I will spend the extra money because I love it. And usually I'm traveling with camera gear, so I want to make sure I have room in the overhead bins.
Mm-hmm.
But this time I didn't care. And so I was literally, I feel like there's like Maine and then there's
like
below Maine. Like you are.
Steerage.
Steerage. Yeah. And so I was in the zone three. There was only 10 of us in zone three. Like everyone was in zone two. So I was like, how did I get this? Like, so then also they were on the way home, they gate checked my bag, which I was like, ugh. Fine, but it's so nice to just leave with your bag.
Right.
Anyways, and then when they were doing drinks, they didn't do it fast enough and they ended in the row in front of me. And they're like, we're so sorry. We're being called to our seats. We're about to land. And I was like,
fucking A.
I really would like a Cheez-It. Like I hadn't eaten all day. And I know the snack is so small that it's like, but I really wanted a ginger ale.
How long was that flight?
It's only an hour and 20 minutes.
Oh.
And I think they just weren't moving quite
fast enough,
which whatever. I'm not mad at them, but I was like, this is really the bottom of the barrel. Yeah. Like, and also I was like maybe 10 rows from the back or a little more. Like there was a ton of people behind me.
I wonder if they had people though coming from the back.
Oh, fuck. What if I was right?
You were like
in
right
the eye of the hurricane.
Yeah. That's
In the eye That's of a hurricane, Hamilton there is hunger. Yeah, so that was fine. The bachelorette party was great. I was nervous because it was 20 people.
That's a lot of people to be at a bachelorette party.
I knew about half, but I shouldn't have been nervous because the person we were all there for is one of just an incredible person. And so I like, if she is the common denominator, it made sense that we were all like
good
humans. Yeah. Also very funny people. Like, I feel like our friend group is funny.
Yeah.
But this was like, there was some like stand-up comedian level funny.
Yeah.
That I found myself gravitating towards people that were like the jokesters just because I love laughing. And like, but then I was like, am I being too like, I wish you could see my face, but just like, I felt like I was just like,
you're kind of starstruck.
Yes. Yeah. It was like really, I like wanted to sit by them on the bus. And like, anyways, it was fun though. I got inducted into a sorority.
What?
Not inducted. They said not to use that word. what's another word that starts with an I?
Initiated?
Yes. Because I rushed freshman year of college and didn't get chosen. They were all singing the songs outside my hall, but I didn't get chosen. And so then from then on, I never rushed again. And I told that story and they were all like, first of all, no one told you that spring rush is not when you do it. Second of all, I'm so sorry, whatever. And then all weekend I was like, we were talking, they're all in a sorority. And by the end, they told me they were ready to not induct. What did I say?
Initiate
me. And so they circled around me and sang that weird ass terrifying song, pretended to put a robe and a pin on me. And then they're like, oh, and then you open your eyes and you're
in.
Yeah. So I can't say what I'm in because I'm technically not. And I feel like people in sororities are like,
they're like serious about it.
Yeah. But in my mind,
you are in a sorority now.
Secret member.
That's really nice.
Yeah. So that happened.
Greek life.
Yeah. Went to a winery. I just hung out at this fucking massive cabin.
That's so cool.
Like it had 19 bedrooms.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So it was just huge. And
so everyone but one person had their own room?
Yes. There was an air mattress in our room for someone slept on. And my friend Jilly, who might be listening, knows me well enough to know that I don't sleep well on an air mattress.
Yeah.
And she took one for the team.
Oh, that's really nice of Jilly.
It's very nice of her to do that. And I also feel like it's very nice to have a friend that I'm comfortable enough with
to be let
like,
them.
Or to be like, I can't sleep on an air mattress and I hope you understand.
Yeah.
Because if it had been, I was in a room with strangers, I probably would have felt guilt and been like, I'll do it. I'll sleep on the air mattress.
But then you would have been miserable.
I don't sleep well anyways.
Yeah.
So anyways, but it was great. It was so much fun.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Yeah. It was like the perfect amount of time.
What was the weather like?
I still wore like a light winter coat.
Uh-huh.
But like on the winery day, it was probably 45 and sunny.
Okay.
So that felt nice.
Sun felt nice.
And the hike, it was like I started the hike in my winter coat, but by the end I was just wearing a long sleeve shirt.
Okay.
Warmer than it is here.
Yeah, sure.
I saw the sun.
Which is incredible.
Yeah, we don't see it here. No one could believe me that Michigan only got like 8 minutes of sun in January or something ridiculous. Or it was like 8% of, there was some statistic and they were like, why do you live there?
It's like, because it's like so good in the summer.
You're brainwashed.
But all the other time. Well, and like.
Honestly, I'm enjoying this.
Right holiday now. Times are fun too.
Yes.
When it's like snowy and whatever. But beautiful falls. It's the change of season, y'all. That's, and our parents.
I don't know how I would know what time of year. Like if I didn't have a seasons change, I feel like the passage of time wouldn't make as much sense to me.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe it would make me less depressed because I wouldn't be like, another Christmas gone or like the leaves are changing again.
I think you're right though. But that's always what my dad, he refuses to retire anywhere besides here in Michigan because he loves the seasons so much, which I get.
If my dad didn't have me and my brother, he'd be in Florida 20 years ago.
Yeah, I could see that about your dad.
At a bar.
At a beach bar.
A beach bar. Yeah. He would just live there.
Yep. And smoke cigars.
Yes. And get more tattoos.
Of pelicans.
Yeah. Anyways.
Well, that's great. I'm happy you had a good time.
You're surviving?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I've had an okay week. John was in Florida, actually.
Right.
So I had a week to myself, which is like good and bad. You know, it's like good to like have time alone. But then by the time he came home, I was like ready for him to come home. I feel like I don't even know what's happening in my life. Like I'm just kind of.
Did you do anything this weekend?
I'm trying to think about that right now as I'm looking at you. And I know I did. Oh, I went out for my sister's birthday.
Oh, fun. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So that was fun. But it was weird. Like, all of us kind of had, like, we were all a little nauseous. And I didn't, I was like, I have to go. I'm not going to say anything. Like, I'm just going to, whatever. So I went and we were getting Mexican food, which is like the worst. Like, tacos sounded awful.
Yeah.
When like, not. When I just felt like off. And then finally, I at dinner, like, I had a glass of wine and I had like a quinoa salad. And I was like, okay, I feel like okay now. I think I needed something to eat. And then I mentioned, I was like, you know, I wasn't like feeling super great. And literally everyone at the table felt the same way. My sister, the birthday girl, was like, I was about to cancel because like I just didn't feel right. And so I think there was just something going around where we just kind of all felt a little meh.
Was it an early night then?
No. Oh, God. Well, no. So then we, some people went home and then four of us, including the birthday girl, went to the dive bar of Ada called like Riverbend or something. Okay. And there was a very old band playing, which it was great.
Yeah.
And then they left, two of them left, and we had to get an Uber from out in Ada.
Hard to do, which
is like a 20-minute drive from the city. And like people don't, Ubers and Lyfts don't really go out there. So we got an Uber and it was like $15, which wasn't bad. It was like, fuck, okay, great. It's $15. So my sister left. She was like, okay, you have the Uber's coming. We're going to go. They leave. And John had been gone, remember, all weekend or all week. So he was going to bed early. And then Annie's husband was not able to pick us up. This is who I was with. All of a sudden, Uber just cancels on us. Like, it just drops.
Yeah.
They're not coming anymore. And it's just doing the thing where it's like trying and trying and trying and trying and it won't. And so I went on Lyft and we ended up spending $61 on a Lyft to get home. Yeah.
You should have called Jake.
I really should have. But I was like, it's $30 each. What the fuck ever. I just want to be home. I get home and John is just getting into bed. And I was like, God, fuck.
I could have called you.
And he was like, why didn't you call me? I was like, you said you were going to bed early.
That was nice of you to honor and not call him.
Yeah, because I was like, I'm just, whatever. But
Ubers I feel like it's so easy.
I know. And I feel like I haven't taken one in a really long time because I don't go anywhere.
Right.
But like, that's why you don't go and drink anywhere but your own home or like right down the road that
why
you
do
can
I
walk
feel
to.
Like we used to take them all of the time.
We did used to take them all the time. I just don't think they exist anymore.
No, and I have like no need for it.
It's because we don't do anything. We literally just hang out at our houses. Like we used to go out downtown.
That's true.
And if we do that now, we'll go with our husbands and they won't drink.
One will drive. Yeah, one will drive. No, that's very true. I also want you to know that in preparation for us not doing anything, which is actually us drinking at your house and playing karaoke, I have made a karaoke playlist on my phone.
Oh my God, I love it.
For songs for me to workshop.
That's really good. I was doing that for a while, and then I looked that night, and I only have one song. Do you remember what it was?
Oh, no. Right now, mine is only Jesse McCartney.
Oh, that's good.
Because I thought that would be fun. He's not that great of a singer.
That's
so
really good. Okay, karaoke. Here we go. One song, Constant Craving by Katie Lay.
Just that.
Just Constant Craving. Had
Oh, I made like a Spotify playlist.
Oh, you made a Spotify.
Because then my thought was like, I can practice while I drive.
That's a really good idea. I should probably do that.
Beautiful Soul by Jesse McCartney. Your beautiful soul.
That is a good one. But would it slap? Would people know it?
I don't want another pretty face.
It would be a good one to
anyone hold.
Look at, you're already crushing
it. He's a lateral move from Aaron Carter.
Yeah.
Like, so it makes sense for me.
And it's like the right range.
Yeah, it's like little girl voice.
Yeah.
I feel like I said in this weekend, I was like, young Aaron Carter, Jesse McCartney, and the kid who plays Peeta Mellark, Josh Hutcherson in Hunger Games.
Oh, yeah.
To me are the same. They like, are they the same? They all look the same in a weird, strange way.
Yeah. But I like this idea of putting it on Spotify. The only problem is with this, I will tell you, I will warn you.
What?
Before, as you're workshopping then,
yes.
When Jake is not home, put on a karaoke version of the song because you feel so fucking confident singing along to Spotify in your car, like not hearing yourself. One night when John was gone, I did all karaoke versions of songs, bombed all of them. I was like, can't do these. This is not what I thought I sounded like.
Yeah, no, it is shocking. I will always like turn the volume down really low.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then it's just not good.
So you should do that one, Carrie. Maybe I'll make you do it tonight.
No, I still really want to invent like a karaoke system where you have had the singer has headphones.
You have like a monitor of the them.
Yes. And no, they can't hear it, just you, so that I can match tone.
No, I think that's
because that would be better for everyone.
Yeah. I think it's a great idea and you should invent it.
Okay.
Oh, John and I watched, have you seen Tar yet?
No.
It's that Cate Blanchett movie where she is a conductor.
Okay.
Very interesting. I feel like there could be a very deep conversation about this. I don't know what people, I think it got a lot of really good reviews.
Where do you watch it? John's stealing? Yeah. She's nodding her head, listener. She won't admit to it, but that's okay. She didn't say anything.
No.
LimeWire.
So Napster. So anyway, you should watch it and we can talk about it. Okay. The Oscars should be, the nominations should be out soon, right? Wow.
Yeah, probably.
And we got to have an Oscars party. There's got to be a cheese board and we got to be uncomfortable.
Because we eat so much cheese?
Right.
Yeah, that's
not because of like what's going on the screen. I don't want to buy these awards. Last year.
Oh, the slap.
Was the slap.
That heard around the world.
A slap heard around the world. And I'm not going to give an opinion about anything.
Do you know who's hosting?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, he's a pleasant man.
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like he's just every celebrity's friend.
Wasn't he? Did he host last year too? No. Last year was the, who was it? Three women, right?
Oh, yes. You are correct.
I can't remember who it was.
I saw a great, I think Chelsea Handler hosted, not the Golden Globes, but the Critics' Choice Awards that happened. Like, I was like, are those aired?
Are they?
I don't know, but I just saw clips of her. She's very funny to me. I like her humor.
Yeah.
Also, she looks incredible.
For?
I think she's in her 50s. Or low 50s or high 40s, but I want to say she's 50.
Yeah, she's got to be. She's 47.
Oh, okay. Well, she looks incredible.
She looks great.
So, I don't know either. That's all I have to say. I quilted today. Well, I woke up early and got a lot of work done. Then I went and got a bikini wax from our friend.
Oh, great.
And then.
How'd that go?
It was hurt today. I felt bad. I was like, I'm sorry. Fuck. Ow.
Yeah,
stop.
Like, stop doing that.
Stop. Why am I paying so much money for this pain?
Yeah, I know, but.
And then anyways, So I did that and then I came home and I was like, you should sew. And so I did. And I have made major progress.
Mm.
This quilt is coming together quickly.
That's great.
Yeah, I'm very excited. I've been doing it in the craziest efficient way. I'm just like, nyeom, nyeom. That's me sewing.
Does it hurt?
No, it's lovely. And I am almost done with Always Sunny podcast.
Well, then you got to watch the show. Oh, but you're watching it with Jake.
I'm watching the show. But I mean, like, I think the podcast is funnier than the show for some reason to me.
I wonder if you watched it the other way, if you would think, I bet you'd think the show was funnier.
Funnier?
Yeah.
Probably. I mean, we're almost in season three. They're so fast.
I feel like you're about to get to the really good stuff.
Yeah, for sure. I think I'm in like October of 2022, the episodes.
Oh.
So I'm like coming up quick and I'm very sad because that has been keeping me company for so long. I texted Brie. I've done this for 3 weeks. Anyways, I listened to an episode so funny that I was shaking with laughter on the airplane. It was also because I couldn't laugh out loud.
Yeah, like, church laughs.
Yeah, and I wonder, do you laugh like that for us?
I hope people do.
Yeah. At our unhinged video game chat.
Yeah.
Also, my mom sent me a photo. I sent it to Brie. The new photo of Justin Chambers that just came out.
Just aired.
I think he posted it. He's got like bleach blonde hair.
I thought he looked great.
Yeah. But what did my mom say? She was like.
She was not having it.
She said something like, this ruins every Alex Karev memory.
Yeah. Which is so funny. But
are him and Patrick Dempsey doing this?
But why did he bleach his hair for a show?
And his eyebrows.
For a show?
I don't think so. This looks like a personal choice. I feel like usually when it's for a show, you don't ever see that.
Yeah. Did you see Aubrey Plaza's blonde hair?
Yeah,
hers I think looks it looks great.
Yeah, also I keep meaning I need to watch her on SNL. I heard it was like knock out of the park.
Yeah, I heard it was really good too, and I need to watch it as well. So maybe we could watch it together.
No, that and I've been seeing some blondes lately that have made me be like, am I
going back to being a blonde?
I do think it makes me look younger, which I don't need to look younger, but I do think it does. It makes my skin look less pale.
A little youthful, you know?
A little youthful. So we'll see. Summer's coming.
Yeah, just like that blonde with that really dark eyebrow. Ooh, it looks so good.
That's what I miss, is when my hair was lighter than my eyebrows.
Yeah.
There's something about that. It gives me old Julianne Hough, because I used to want to look like her so bad.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, Aubrey Plaza had like a crazy glow up. Like, she was always really beautiful. But something happened after White, or during and after White Lotus.
Yeah. Like, I would say Palm Springs. Did you see that movie?
Yes. So
around that time.
Yeah.
She's very hot.
She's super hot. God damn it.
Look away.
God damn it.
Also, did you just see from White Lotus the two girls who are Italian, who played the best friends, who like scammed their friends? They, which genius marketing move from Miss Kim Kardashian, they were just modeled for Skims for the Valentine's Day drop. And it's like them together.
Oh.
And it's like you want to buy it because you love them so much.
Yeah. Wow.
Anyways, yeah.
That is really
smart.
Kim
was like, her post was like, I saw White Lotus and knew I had to have them.
Whatever. I wonder how much she paid him.
Probably a lot.
A lot of fucking money.
Yeah.
It's things like this that just make me
tired.
Tired. So exhausted. Oh, God. We should get into the episode.
Yeah, let's get into it. Today, we are talking about season 16, episodes 17, 18, and 19, Life on Mars? Question mark?
Yeah, is that David Bowie?
Oh, Give a Little Bit and Love of My Life. Give a little bit. Give That'd be an easy karaoke song. Love of me. It's like very easy. Okay, here we go. I'll go first. Your body contains approximately 35 trillion cells, and every one of them is constantly being pulled down to Earth by gravity. When you're lying down, gravitational forces are spread between the thorax, abdomen, and legs. Stand up too fast and blood rushes downward away from the brain. It causes dizziness or even fainting. It's a minor miracle our cells get anything done at all, because the human body has to perform even the simplest of tasks under unimaginable pressure. You would think weightlessness is a good thing, but it's not, because people weren't meant to float. Without gravity, we lose blood volume, bone density, muscle. Without it, we're untethered. So when you feel yourself being pulled towards something, it's not necessarily a bad thing. It may keep you centered. It may keep you safe. Meredith Grey.
In 1847, the American Medical Association published its Code of Ethics, in which physicians were encouraged to provide free services to the poor as part of their public duty. Hospitals were meant to be centers to care for the sick and poor. They were meant to be places of refuge, places to heal. But somewhere along the way, that changed. Healthcare became a commodity sold to those who can afford it rather than a physician's dutiful service to the public. It's been said that you haven't lived today unless you've done something for someone who can never repay you. But that's easier said than done, because when your life's a mess, it's hard to be much help to anyone else. I wish I had something more encouraging to say. And if that sounds too hard, well, this might not be the life for you. Meredith Grey.
Most people believe that who they are today is pretty much who they will still be in the future. Our minds trick us into thinking our entire history, every choice, every change and chance has led to this specific moment, what we call now. Richard Weber. That is the shortest monologue.
So short.
Yeah.
Shotgun workup. We have Mr. Paxton, arrhythmia.
Noelle Webb, diabetes, retroperitoneal bleed, shattered kidney.
Brad Spencer, third degree burns, compartment syndrome, epidural bleed.
Cindy Wright, abdominal hernia, urinary tract infection.
Kyle Rexton, post-traumatic stress disorder, broken ribs, gliosis.
Abigail Hayes, uterine fibroids, metastatic cancer.
Richard Weber, unknown.
It also had Andrew DeLuca, but it didn't give a diagnosis, so okay. I didn't write that.
Okay.
Okay, rounds. We're doing them a little different.
Yeah, things are changing. They might go back.
It's so much. I thought it would be shorter. I just looked at it. It's so much.
It is. It's okay.
Okay, yeah. We're going to go
episode by episode.
Yeah. Okay, dive in. Here we go. Everyone at the hospital is grappling with the loss of Alex. Meredith misses her dark and twisty friend, and Joe is mad, but grateful for the love that he gave her. After working with a particularly in-love patient, Link is told by Joe not to lose his opportunity with Amelia. He goes to her house with his guitar in the rain and says that no matter who is the baby's dad, he wants to be in their life. Amelia tells him happily that she got the results and that Link is the father. After yelling and screaming at Bailey for being helpful in setting up his office, Richard tells her that he wants to leave surgery and focus on research and teaching only. He doesn't open up to her about his tremor, but he says that he wants to go out while he's still on top. DeLuca is in his forced therapy sessions where he tells the therapist that he is not manic. However, many of the symptoms she lists are things we have all witnessed. When he sees Joe at the bar, he uses a horrible pickup line to try and get her to sleep with him, but she throws her drink in his face and tells him to get help. Teddy is also still not so sneakily sleeping with Tom. She confronts Owen in the stairwell and says that Amelia's baby might be his, and then lashes out at him for his pause in answering her. Even though he didn't deserve that, he tries to make it up to Teddy by making her favorite dinner and promising that he will choose her every time. Teddy hugs him, which makes all of the viewers uncomfortable because she just slept with Tom. There is also the possibility of a large check coming to Grace Sloan because Tom treats a billionaire who needs Tom to lie and say that he has some sort of illness that is affecting his decision-making. Tom goes along with it after asking Meredith, the queen of bad decisions, when it's okay to make a bad decision if some good could come out of it.
All right, and so for the second episode, it's a pro bono surgery day at Grace Sloan, and Meredith and Helm are trying to fit in as many free surgeries as they can. This day is only made possible because of the deal that Tom Krasick made with the billionaire, and even Meredith is impressed by his negotiations. Amelia and Teddy work together to help a war veteran stay out of prison and diagnose the reason that he has not been acting like himself, giving him his life back. Levi accidentally breaks up with himself by trying to talk to Nico about compromise in the relationship, and although he is homeless for a few hours, Joe invites him to be her roommate until they can find a better place. Jackson is dealing with his recent breakup with Vic as he asks almost everyone in the hospital to go to the basketball game with him until finally landing on Richard, who is excited as hell. While Meredith is trying to get through all of her pro bono surgeries, she is interrupted by a major situation with DeLuca. He's currently stuck working in the clinic and comes across a minor patient who he suspects has been human trafficked by someone pretending to be her aunt. The aunt is answering all the questions for her and the patient is looking fearful. Bailey comes down to check it out, but she thinks that DeLuca is just being overly worried and he needs to go home and rest. DeLuca ends up taking the patient away from her guardian, Aunt Opal, and tries to sneak her up to an OR floor to see Meredith. All the doctors rush in when a code Violet is called, but it's actually DeLuca causing the violence on the floor. They slowly circle around him as he yells and tries to convince them that this patient is a victim. He quits his job and tells Meredith the only way he will consider coming back is if Meredith and Bailey investigate the patient. When they go to do so, the patient has left. Meanwhile, Teddy and Tom supposedly end things, and when Owen finds Teddy outside of the hospital crying, she almost opens up to him about why, but instead says it was because of the difficult patient.
And lastly, this one's a real...
It's a doozy.
A real doozy. Maggie, Teddy, Richard, and Cormac find themselves at a convention where Richard will be speaking about his path pen. It's an episode of History, Secrets, and Reveals. I was writing like a 90s movie commercial. As we learn a little bit more about each of these characters, Maggie runs into an old resident of hers named Winston, who is very forward with her and tells her that he's had a crush on her since they met. They spend the weekend playing get-to-know-you games, staying up all night, and having a lot of sex. At the end of the conference, he even invites her to move to the city he lives in, or he will go to Seattle. Teddy runs into her old roommate, Claire, who lived with her and her girlfriend, Allison, in New York City. We learn that although Allison and Claire were a couple, Teddy and Allison had a secret relationship the entire time they lived together. They were deeply in love and hiding it from Claire. Allison ended up dying on 9/11 as she was working in one of the towers. Claire and Teddy work through their issues and bond over their mutual love of Allison. We also learned that Cormac's wife died from cancer. She was the 1% of patients who go in for a hysterectomy using a new device that is supposed to make the surgery less invasive. However, when the device entered, it hit cancer in her system and spread it throughout her entire body, causing it to metastasize. Everyone at the conference and back home are getting ready to watch Richard give his presentation, and when he starts talking, nothing he says is making sense. He has been hallucinating that Catherine was with him the entire weekend, and he talks about how he has cured cancer. He gets disoriented, and when Maggie goes to help him, he doesn't even recognize her. As he's wheeled out of the hospital on a gurney, he asks Maggie what is happening, and we are all left wondering the same thing.
Ooh, dun dun.
I'm going to work on shorting then.
I thought it was great. Oh, I thought thanks. You did a really good job.
Oh, thanks. It was a lot. What was your first note?
My first note was, LOL, what? I once made out through a tornado?
Yeah, Link says that.
Oh, okay.
He's like, I once made out through a tornado. I was like, I also was like, what? Okay, I got mad that Owen guilted Teddy about wanting to hire a planner. Like, you don't want to plan our wedding. I was like, Teddy is the smart one. Hire a fucking planner.
Like, oh, she wanted to hire
Yeah, she was like, or we could hire a planner. He's like, what, you don't want to plan our wedding?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, no.
Some people don't. Like, I don't know, a mother of two and like a surgeon, a chief of like cardio. Like, yeah, probably doesn't want to plan our wedding. That's okay. But that's not why she doesn't want to plan it. It's because she's cheating on Owen.
Yeah, I loved when Tom was like, it's important to know what you want. Like, and that elevator scene. I love that. I want more elevator scenes. It makes me feel like a little hint and memory of old Grey's Anatomy. Yeah.
I thought it was really funny when Teddy tells Maggie that she slept with Tom because, like, Maggie's like,
I didn't want to know.
I'm like, yeah. And Maggie is always holding everyone's secrets.
Yes. She said, I feel the need to take a shower, Maggie, to Teddy after being in that elevator.
Yeah.
Did you feel bad for Owen this whole storyline? Because I felt sad for him.
Yeah. So I like have a lot of notes about that.
I think you had notes about that. When Teddy tells Owen that the baby might be Amelia's.
Okay.
And he like gives her... Like, she gives him, like, 1 second
yes.
to respond.
Yes, okay.
I was looking at your notes.
No, that's totally fine. Thank you. Because I knew I had something about that. Okay, so you get this information.
That you might be a father.
That you might be a father to your ex-wife's child. Yeah. Whatever. I don't know how you would say that.
Yeah.
And scream that in a hallway and then say, what does that mean for us? And he literally took a breath and she was, like, out of there.
Yeah.
Like, really? Really? Yeah. And I think he was just shocked. I think, like, honestly, I never really feel bad for Owen, but throughout all of these episodes, he is extremely kind, very understanding.
Level?
Like, super level. Besides that one moment where, like, Teddy kind of freaks out. But even then, he, like, makes her dinner. He gives this, like, speech to her at home. Yeah. Like, he is doing everything. And we talked about this in previous episodes that he doesn't want Teddy to be anyone but herself. Mm-hmm. And I feel really bad for him.
Yeah, I do too. And like, it was interesting that scene with her and Tom when she's trying to end it. And then she says like, because I know you're a good person. And he's like, I'm not. Like,
yeah.
And it's like, and then he just, like, makes out with her. Like,
well, I also think, yeah, he's proving a point. He's not a good person. He is having sex with a woman who is engaged.
And he knows it. And he also, like, kind of tells not that story, but that, like, I don't do this. Like, married women are not on my list of types of people I sleep with.
Right.
And he even tries to, like, give her an out.
Yeah.
Like, it's so, I don't know. It's very confusing. And then I feel like why I think now that episode where we learn about Allison feels so jarring is because it's happening in the tornado that is
Teddy,
Tom,
Owen,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, and where you're like, wait, we're introducing a third
yes.
person that obviously is not here anymore. But Teddy literally says, like, she felt bad when she was in love with Owen, essentially, because, like, she could never love him as much as – it was always half as much as she loved Allison. So it's like from the beginning, I just feel like I understand that this situation with Tom and Owen is making her understand that you can be in love with two people at the same time.
Right.
And it's making her have empathy for Allison being truly in love with two people. But I also feel like it's just unfortunate for, I believe, Owen in this moment who just loves her. Like, I don't know. It's just hard.
Yeah.
I jumped all over the place.
No, you're fine.
But I think that's why that episode felt jarring, is because it's happening in the middle of this.
I think you're right about that. I do think, and I have that in my notes too, where she ends up talking to Claire and being like, I didn't think that you could love two people. I didn't think love could be split that way. But yeah. I see now, I know that it can be. Obviously, yeah, we're supposed to be thinking about Tom and Owen, but like, that is to me where love becomes a choice. It's not a feeling.
Yeah. Oh, good.
That's, you know, good. Yeah. Like, so you are choosing to
one
like,
person.
You are choosing to like also betray another person. And like, that's not to say that like, there are people that love multiple people and are in open relationships and it's consenting.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
fine. But like, This is deceitful.
Tom, Owen, and Teddy. Yeah.
It's deceitful and it's not fair. And so even that argument like kind of frustrates me of like, but it does make sense kind of that Teddy would have that logic and do that because she was on the other side of it when she was with Allison.
Yeah, which you're right. You're right. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. And she didn't want Allison to like blow up their lives.
Right.
Because like we live with Claire and then she's going to have all the rent. And this,
but she also said to Allison, like, I can't do this anymore.
Right.
Like you have to choose.
Right.
And yeah, now you're right. And now it's almost like she's having empathy for Allison, but also for herself.
Mm-hmm.
But realizing why it's not as easy as it sounds to just like pick someone.
To just pick someone.
Yeah. Okay. That makes more sense to me now.
But I do think you're right that it does come out of nowhere, kind of.
We knew she had that she was always referred to as a friend.
Right.
And also we've never seen Teddy have another interest in a woman, which like is neither here nor there. I wish we had. I wish that it hadn't been this like secret. It feels secret.
Yeah.
And I wish it wasn't so like that way.
Well, and then we know that like it's going to become this really complicated thing with Owen because they named their child Allison. And I think that was interesting too that Claire was like, isn't that kind of weird?
Yeah, I thought that was weird too.
Well, no, I thought it made sense that Claire's like, isn't that kind of, or you're saying that too.
Oh, like
that Claire's like, isn't that weird
that Owen's child?
Yeah, you named yours and Owen's child Allison. Like, isn't that kind of odd?
Yeah, I never thought about that.
Yeah.
If it had just been a friend.
Yeah.
But there's something, and it's a secret.
Yeah.
Owen doesn't know the true relationship with Allison.
Right.
Also, Allison and Owen could not be more different. Let me just say.
Also, is the reason then that Teddy has birds on her scrub cap is because that story about Allison with the birds.
Oh, that would be good.
I think that.
I also got so nervous every time Teddy would cry and I thought she was going to tell Owen because I don't really remember
if
he doesn't find out until the wedding day
I don't think he finds out till the wedding
day. But that made, I was like, oh God.
Here we go.
I just felt like, and I do think she was having a moment of like, am I going to? No, I'm changing the subject.
Yeah. And I think she's done that a couple times with him. Oh, and the weight of that, I imagine, is just unbearable.
Yeah.
And you can't sustain that.
No.
You know? So it's all going to come crashing down. And then ultimately, she hurts two people. I mean, she hurts Tom and she hurts Owen. It's not great.
No, it isn't great. It's fun for a change feeling empathy for Owen.
Yeah, because I usually don't. But like, I don't know. He doesn't seem to be doing anything. And some people might be like, well, he deserves it because he's been an asshole in the past.
I'm also laughing about his desire, though, to have another wedding when I'm like, usually people on their third marriage would want like private vows, which they do end up doing.
Yeah, or like elope or something.
But I'm like, why is he all about wedding planning?
I don't know. I think maybe he just really wants to, maybe he wants to give that to Teddy. Teddy's never been, she's been married to.
Yeah, but that was Henry. Oh.
Oh, Henry.
He was the best.
Yeah.
Did Henry know about Allison?
I don't know.
Anyways, so that's
Do you think I feel like we were really shocked when we saw
Teddy think so too.
And Allison.
It just felt like it was this huge part of her character.
That we are now introducing in season 16.
Right. And we've known her for a long time.
Yeah.
I would have loved this insight onto this. Also, it kind of feels like, and maybe forgive me if I'm wrong. It reminds me of like when She Who Must Not Be Named, aka J.K. Rowling, after the books were out, was like, oh yeah, Dumbledore's gay. And it's like a safe time to us to do it because like the books are already out and everyone's already read them.
Yeah.
And it wasn't really a part of the literature in this way where I'm like, oh, great. Like Teddy is, I don't know, bisexual, queer, like, but like they're just now inserting it. And I feel like it's one of those things that like is going to get applauded for that. But to me, it feels like an easy grab instead of like incorporating this into her character all along.
Yeah.
So that's all I'm going to say. She's the Dumbledore of Grey's Anatomy.
I think that's a good point.
Also, they don't even touch on it now. And I know she's with Owen, but to me, that's like a huge part of your character. Maybe it's not. I don't know. I guess you can love who you love.
Yeah.
But I would love more representation.
Yeah.
So. Okay. What about the Karev thing about it all? He's gone.
I mean, it's like pretty quick. I feel like they try and wrap all this stuff up. I mean, they do it pretty quickly with Meredith. She doesn't want to address it or to deal with it.
That part, though, did give me a little GGB when she's talking. Her and Bailey are in the room And they're just like both having a really
Bailey's talking about Richard and Mare's talking about Alex.
Yeah. I can't remember. I thought I wrote. Oh, here we go. Meredith says, I just don't know if I want to do this without him, without Alex. And mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, the show. Like, yeah. Like literally, she says, oh, at some point it stops feeling like victory and it just feels lonely. Bailey says when talking about, oh, she talks about Torres too.
Yeah.
Did you know Callie and Bailey were in the same
class?
Well,
I think I remember that because she got chief resident.
Right. I guess I just never pieced that together.
Yeah.
And so that was really interesting for me, but it just really felt like the whole show where it's like at some point it stops feeling like a victory and it just feels lonely. There's only three of them left.
Right.
And Meredith literally saying, I just don't know if I want to do this without him, without Alex. And I don't think she did.
Well, and I think too, you know, Bailey talking about the speech that Richard gives on the first day to all of the interns, like there's only going to be one of you left.
Yes.
And how that used to be like the thing they were striving
for.
Like that's going to be me, but like that's not great anymore. Mm-hmm. Because everyone else has moved on with their lives to something else.
Yeah. It's like, I literally read it as all of those actors have moved on. I am still here.
And I'm still here. Yeah.
Which holding down the fort.
Which is sad. Yeah. But I feel like they wrap that up pretty quickly.
I thought Joe's speech was kind of good. The one she finally gives Link. But I'm like over it.
Yeah, it was fine. I don't know. I think the sentiment was good. I mean, you know, Joe and Link are like pissed off like that whole right. episode about love and love doesn't exist. And
yeah.
it all is just shit in the end. And then, you know, Joe comes to terms with like, even if it is shit in the end, like his love changed me
yeah.
and I get to keep that, which I thought was really empowering. Like I get to, that's mine to keep.
Right.
I do like that she ends up pushing Link to like, he was like, well, she pushed me away. And he was like, no, she gave you a choice. I didn't get a choice.
Right. Right. Yeah. I thought that was a great thing. And then I also feel like my one qualm, I actually thought it was very cute, the Amelia reaction. Like mm-hmm. when he came to the door, the one thing I was like, no one would stand in the rain with their wooden guitar.
No. It was another one of those at the front door moments.
Which though. I do love. And I just really appreciated when he said, you make me want to be a parent. I thought that was a very cute.
Yeah.
Line. Because I don't think that was on his radar.
Yeah.
But like because of that. And then she said, because I got the results and he is yours. And I thought that was, thank God.
Yeah. It did resolve very quickly.
Thank God.
And I do think, you know, it was kind of sweet that his like dream job came up and he was like, no. And I'm happy that that didn't drag out for that long.
But also that she was like, no, go for it if you want
yeah.
to. I thought that was a beautiful relationship thing.
Yeah. Like, and then he was like, no, because I want to be a parent and this is not the right time. And then she brought it up again. And then he was like, there's 81 away games. And she's like, let's keep fighting for other dreams.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I thought it was great. I loved that conversation.
It makes me sad because, again, this is not to say anything about Kai and Amelia. I think they're great together. But just as like I can think that, I don't know, I can't even think of another example, that two people are great after someone breaks up. It's sometimes you still miss like the how it was originally.
Yeah, I thought I just liked this idea of Link being someone guiding Amelia through not being as afraid about like being a mom.
Yeah.
Was, like I liked that whole storyline and the idea that Link for her was like easy, like everything yeah. is just easy, golden retriever energy. Like I liked that easiness for her once in yeah. a while. Like I don't think everything always needs to be hard.
Yeah.
And sometimes like there's parts of a relationship that I feel like that it's really lovely when it's just comes easy. And so yeah so I do miss that as well, because they start out really well.
Well, but then, you know, and it will be interesting then rewatching COVID. This. Yeah, because I know COVID tore apart a lot of relationships.
That's true.
And so, like, even easy relationships, like, didn't make it through COVID.
No, that's
and people also, like, were able to kind of explore their own identities and stuff,
yeah.
you know? So, I don't know. We'll yeah. see. But I feel like they don't really speak to that.
No.
At all. Like, I wish they did it in a better way, because that's actually a very true story.
Yeah, it's just like all of a sudden Link's playing his guitar too much.
And drinking.
Yeah, which I guess COVID.
Yeah, which COVID.
But yeah, I agree with you.
Okay, so
we should talk about DeLuca, I feel like.
Yeah.
I feel like we should hit on DeLuca.
It's such a bummer because, like, he actually is right.
I know. I made Jake watch it with me, and I was like, get this though. He's right. He's like, can right. you imagine? And I just can imagine the feeling of being, knowing you're right and no one believing you.
And no, because all of the shit in the past that you have like been acting manic. Yeah.
And I would say it's like his instincts are correct the way that he handled himself with the patient.
But I mean, also, he didn't resort to that. The first thing he did was like,
right.
no, I was have, many steps. Have Bailey come down here. And then Bailey's like, no. She barely even examined the person. Even though
the aunt did exactly what DeLuca was saying and answered every question for the girl.
Yeah. And like literally spent 5 seconds with her and then was like, you're crazy, yeah. pretty much, to DeLuca. And so then he tries to get in with Meredith, and Meredith's like, cut the shit. I'm doing pro bono surgeries. You can't come around here. And so then he just resorts to like physically putting himself in between the patient and his aunt. When he started
crying,
I know.
That was a lot for me. It was so sad because it felt like, it's like when you're, it feels like what happens to, I know you and I have talked about this, when we're really upset, but we're not sad. We're just feeling a lot of things and you yeah. cry and you're like, shit, why am I crying in an office?
Right. I don't want to be doing this. Right.
And
now.
It felt like he was so frustrated.
Yeah.
That like, it came out as so emotional.
And it's like, when let's do the thing. Like, let's make the human chain around the paint. And they all circle around him instead. It's like, oh. And then his sister is like sobbing.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, fuck. This yeah. is not.
And we've decided we're going to watch the Station 19 episode where he, spoiler alert, dies. Because I want to understand.
Does this ever better. Get, is that when this gets resolved?
In the beginning of season 7, or like midway through.
Because it comes back, but not on Grey's Anatomy, right?
No, it comes to Grey's Anatomy when they're wheeling him in. Like, we don't see him chasing. Oh, correct. The sex trafficking or human right, trafficking.
The human trafficking.
Yeah, we don't see that anymore. That's on Station 19.
Got it. Okay.
It's like, there's like a.
But quick, they don't even like address it on no, Grey's Anatomy. No,
there's like a quick line that was like, he was chasing a human trafficking, whatever, I think. But yeah.
Which is so annoying that. I hate when the shows payoff. Do this.
I know.
Like, when shows do this, it's like introduce, they want us to watch Station 19, but I don't want to. So right. like keep with the same story. Like you can have some things happening over there, but bring them back to Grey's Anatomy and tell me what the fuck happened over there.
Yeah. And he was like such a serious character. I can't believe that they like cut his storyline.
How do you feel about Meredith saying she loves him? He's like, I don't love you, Meredith. And she's like, but I love you.
I don't think she loves him romantically anymore. It feels like a love you as a friend.
Yeah.
Like, and it feels like a last grab.
Yeah.
You know, like what?
Are you shaking your leg?
No.
Oh.
I'm not shaking my leg.
That was really weird.
I felt maybe that was, too. Did we have an earthquake?
Is it a ghost?
Or like the heat in your house? Like.
I don't know. That was really freaky because I thought you were like.
I wasn't, but I saw you look at me like, don't fucking.
Don't fucking shake your leg. Don't fucking.
I was
do
earlier,
it.
But that time I literally, my leg was still.
I think we just had an earthquake.
Oh, great.
Oh, great.
Well,
okay. So she doesn't love him romantically.
It
anymore.
Felt like a, you're trying to do anything to help your friend.
Yes.
And if admitting or saying that, I do think she loves him. I don't think she wants to sleep with him.
I agree. Well, yeah.
Maybe not. I mean,
no, I don't. Well, I don't. Hot. Well, but he's also not like well right now.
Yes.
I think, you know, if Joe pointing, well. Oh, that him talking to Joe at the bar grossed me out.
Say, oh, yeah. He, but especially because they like made that side effect or symptom of like higher sex drive.
Yeah.
Whatever. But I did love what Joe said. I love when she says, is that in the back of.
I think that's season, the episode first, one or the first episode.
I thought, but she says something like when people are trying to help you listen. Oh, you're not okay. You're not yourself. Listen to people when they tell you that.
Exactly.
I thought that was interesting. So yeah. So we'll see where that goes. The motorcycle was very Derek.
Oh, I thought the same car, thing. Yeah. Was, where he's just zooming away super fast.
Yeah. Also, there's lots of, there was not lots of, but there was definitely in that episode, like a Cormac and Meredith having. Like when she walked out of the room, he was like looking at her.
He also like gave her tea.
Oh, yeah.
At one point.
Mm-hmm. He's like inserting himself slowly and smallly, which I still am so mad he's not
and
around.
And then nothing ever ends up happening yeah. from it.
I Can think I it's, talk I, about him quick? Just like go into his little
yeah.
thing. How devastating.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. Recap it.
I mean, I don't. Yeah. Will you get me some wine as well? I don't. Quite no, because I'm not a scientist or a doctor, but the way that that like salesperson also like when he was like, it's the 1%, like it rarely happens, but that doesn't like that 1% is a person. And I just think how terrible that it was just a hysterectomy that whatever hit the cancer spread it everywhere. And then she died. Also that speech that she gave to him, you're going to be doing this alone. I don't even care that I just met her. Like that made me feel sad.
It made me feel really sad when she says to him, I guess all the things about doing it alone made me sad. But when she said like, and you can fall in love again.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And then he was like, but I don't want to. And she's like, and that's why you need my permission. Like, and it just like made me really sad to think that like we're starting to see like him and Meredith kind of go through this. And it also made me really sad that like Meredith never got permission from Derek,
right?
You know, but yeah, like
he had to work through that, I feel like.
Yeah. And the part two where he's like, tell the boys it's okay, they can cry.
Make sure the boys know it's okay to cry. Don't be strong. Be a mess.
Yeah.
I thought that was like beautiful.
And then they like sat on the bed together and cried after she was gone. It was interesting. It was very fast. I thought, I was like, oh, gee, I didn't remember how fast this backstory was.
It was quick.
And I was kind of like, oh, God, I don't care about Cormac's backstory because he leaves. Like now, right. Watching this, I'm like, he's gone.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't, this, none of this matters. But it was pretty quick. And it did give us some insight into like who his wife was, mm-hmm. and how he got to where he was. And super freaking sad.
Yeah, it was very depressing.
And that like, cause she had uterine fibroids and it's the 1% that are cancerous. And then she died. So great. Yeah. Oh, and it was so, I thought Teddy did a really good job acting in that scene. Cause she was like, while he's freaking out, and then she's just kind of sitting there, and then he's like, sorry, Dr. Altman, and he gets up, and she does the, like, oh, fuck face, you know, like,
yeah.
I just thought she did a really good job acting.
I thought that was a great scene, when yeah. he takes the ice and smashes it.
Yeah.
I wish he was still on the show.
I do, too.
Also, in that episode, which I remembered the Richard part. I didn't realize that all of it until it showed the hotel. And I was like, oh, the Allison thing is in here too. But the like that was a lot for one episode.
Yeah, so it was Maggie. It was Richard. Oh my God. It was Allison.
Did you remember Winston showed up?
I did.
I guess it makes sense because I know he was on the COVID season.
I remembered he showed up when she was at a hotel because number one, no one would bring that fucking Teddy nightgown on a trip.
Is that what Maggie's wearing?
Oh, yeah. In bed with Winston. No one would bring that to a conference that you were going to buy yourself. I mean, maybe if you're single, I guess you think. Maybe. But I don't think Maggie's thinking that way. There's no way in goddamn hell she is sleeping in that thing at a conference.
I really like Winston. And I know there's things coming up that he just feels like a good fit for her. But
bold.
It felt incredibly fast.
So which, that he was move with me to Boston?
Which like they made that point that it was fast. Like they weren't like not acknowledging that. But the scene where they were in the pool or by a pool.
Which was also odd that they were by an indoor pool.
I kept thinking, this reminds me of like, there was that scary movie when we were in high school called Swim Fan.
I don't know that one.
It was like a girl stalking someone. I feel like it had to do with a pool. Or that pool episode of Don't Be Afraid of the Dark.
Uh-huh.
When the thing comes up from the drain. Any pool in the dark scene, I'm like, we shouldn't be here.
We shouldn't be at an indoor pool in the dark.
Yeah. So anyways, that was just weird. And the questions were just, I don't know. It felt cheesier to me.
What's your perfect day? Like, get up before sunrise.
Okay, her perfect day is my day,
getting
though.
Up before sunrise and going for a run.
Okay, I thought I had a walk.
No, it was a run.
Well, walking is my love language.
Okay, great.
Not the before sunrise. It was like walking, reading a book, getting
going
drinks,
to a museum, getting
having a, I don't know. There was
drinks by a body of water and like dinner at a nice restaurant. Going to bed early.
Oh, I forgot to say really quick the part when the wife gives permission to Hayes. Jake was watching this with me, and I turned to him. I go, if I'm ever dying, I'm going to be like, if you fucking marry anyone else, I will haunt you till I die.
I know. I was thinking about if that happened to me, I would be like really sad to say that to my husband.
Yeah.
But I think you maybe would get to the point that you would accept it and you would be like, I want this
in order
for
them
you.
To go on.
Like, I really want this
I will
for
haunt you.
I'll haunt this bitch.
Yeah.
Better not move on.
Okay. Richard.
Richard. Okay. So sad.
So sad. Also,
wait, I'm sorry. Really quick thing about Winston.
Yeah.
Does he come in really fast?
I think he gets hired.
Okay. Okay. So that's fast.
Yes.
That's all I have to say about that. Okay.
Does something happen to... No, Teddy stays working there. Because he's cardio.
No. Oh, he is cardio.
Right, he works. Which also, him having a problem with Maggie right now, with her being his superior, is lame because they met when she was his
resident. Oh my God, that's so true.
He was her resident.
That's so true.
Which, like, maybe he just doesn't want to be anymore. But yeah, like they're married now. You already did this.
Yeah.
So I don't know when he comes in exactly, but yeah.
Okay. So Richard, okay. Did you think that Catherine was actually there or did you remember
the
it was
the first
time? Okay.
I think I did. But then when it got so like everything was going so well, yeah. I was questionable. And she like never has a suitcase. I feel like.
Yeah. She comes in with a suitcase, but
like, it's really weird. Yeah. It felt weird. The second time. No, I knew she wasn't.
Yeah. That there. He was having a
I did think it was incredibly sweet that she was like trying to get Jackson to get it on the TV. Like even though they're fighting, even though they're getting a divorce.
She
cares about him.
Yes. She wants to support him. It's just so sad to like, it just sucks to, you know, like everyone's watching mm-hmm. and,
yeah,
which is like, I know there's something going on with him, so it will be okay. But like looking back after that, it would be very embarrassing that like you went up there and like the doodles and stuff yeah. and him being like,
Give
I need
a circle.
Yeah. Just like not ideal.
No. It was kind of spooky too.
It was spooky. And I was happy too. I remember like, cause I was like, oh, they all thought he was drunk, but only Catherine thinks it once. And then Maggie's like, I think he's having a stroke.
Yes.
So that made me feel better that somehow how I remembered it is everyone thought Richard was drunk.
Right.
But that is not the case.
No.
Just of course, Catherine.
Jake was like, what's wrong with him? I was like, I don't know. Something in his hip leaking fluids.
I think it's the
copper. Something.
Copper. It's like
poisoning him.
Yeah.
Sounds awful.
And then when he can't recognize Maggie at the end is really sad.
Yes.
Also, too, when we start to know something's off when he says to Maggie, he calls her Meredith
yes.
in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And you think like, oh, like.
Right. Oh, I didn't even catch that.
Yeah. So really sad. We have two episodes left. So I feel like they're really focused on like Richard, right? And like.
Yeah,
figuring
like
out
solving that. Because he's not well. He's
right. Like he almost dies, I feel like.
Right. I also want to just add as a random note that I feel like this line, Tom asked Meredith when he's working with the billionaire, who I don't think we really like need to talk about. Very Elon Musk.
Yeah.
I felt like it was like Elon. There was like mentions of Twitter, which that hadn't happened yet. But anyways, when he says to Meredith, how do you decide which rules to break?
Yeah.
And Meredith says, I just go with my gut and just hope whatever I'm doing improves this mess of a world just a little bit. And I feel like that's her tagline. Like that should be why she does.
Yeah.
Everything. Even though she break rules.
Well, even her just like not asking anyone, but being like, we're doing a pro bono surgery every day.
Right.
Or not every day.
Every month.
Every month. Because we have someone who donated and like the way Tom kind of looks at her, she just like gets away with shit like that. Like you can't just do that.
No. Yeah, that was an interesting storyline. I couldn't quite figure out what the fuck was the point of that.
The pro bono thing?
No, like the billionaire thing. Like I know it was to get money for the pro bono thing, but what?
I think that was it.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was kind of to go along with Tom not being a good guy.
Oh, maybe.
Where he's like, I'm not a good guy.
Right. Like, I just did this thing.
Yeah.
I'm just seeing if I have any random. If anyone watches Yellowstone, you would have recognized the wife of the war veteran is in I don't want to say who she plays because if you haven't watched it all. But yeah, she's in that. So that was cool.
I felt a little bit of something when they like diagnose him and they're like, you need this surgery. And he's like, okay, but like, how long do I have to wait for the VA?
I know.
And they're like, no, we're going to do it for you today. And he starts like crying. I was like, oh, that's nice.
Right.
That they're doing that.
Who wrote Do You Hate the Needy? I knew you were just in this for the cash.
I don't know. I don't.
It sounds like a
that.
Tom line.
That does sound like a Tom line.
Okay. These are just, I'm going through my random notes. And so I'm going to bounce all over the place. When DeLuca is crying and being up, like kind of going through his thing, he looks at Mare and says, Mare. Like he like pleads to her and in like such a casual, her like nick, you know.
Yeah.
That was really. Whew. Anyways. We're going to talk about Levi in post-op.
I don't think I really have anything else.
I don't think so either. It was all wild. There was lots going on. Let's do notes and trivia.
Yeah.
Okay. Next episode is the final two of the season. So we'll do those together.
That's right.
Okay.
So this episode's title originated from the song Life on Mars, originally sung by David Bowie. Barbara Streisand also covered that song, everyone. It was great.
Thank you for that. It scored 6.27 million viewers.
Justin Chambers is removed from the opening credits, making the first episode in the show's history where he is not credited. Oh.
Amelia Shepherd reappears after two episode absence, the result of Katerina Scorsone having her baby.
Promotional photo show a scene with Owen and Amelia talking in the parking lot, but that scene appears to be cut from the episode. Also, really quickly, I know we're on notes and trivia. I will just say it is really shitty that Teddy told Owen and didn't allow Amelia to. We kind of forgot that scene where, like, Teddy's talking shit about Amelia to Maggie, and Maggie's like, it took you forever to tell Owen that you were pregnant and blah, blah, blah. So
agreed.
Yeah.
The next one's title originated from the song Give a Little Bit, originally sung by Supertramp.
It scored 7.04 million viewers.
It is, the episode features the 100th appearance of Giacomo Giannotti as Andrew DeLuca.
Krista Vernoff shared on Twitter that the human trafficking storyline was going to continue in what would have been episode 22 of season 16. Oh, until the season was cut short.
So I think that was supposed to probably come to a head. Does that mean DeLuca was going to die at the end of season 16?
Maybe.
Or do you think he wasn't going to die and something happened and he's like, I gotta peace out of this show?
That's a good question.
I don't think he wanted to leave the show. He seemed sad.
Yeah, I don't think he wanted to either.
This episode's title originated from the song Love of My Life, originally sung by Queen.
It scored 6.52 million viewers.
It was shot in November of 2019.
The scenes at the hotel were shot at the Millennium Biltmore Hotel in Los Angeles.
The picture used to introduce Richard when he was presenting the Path Pen was James Pickens Jr.'s promotional picture for season 16.
Oh, sweet. Catherine Fox Award.
Mm.
Wow, that's tough. Because I don't feel like anyone is like...
No one had a home run.
Super great.
Maybe Amelia and Link somehow, like...
Okay. I was maybe going to say Maggie because she helps Richard. She also kind of tells
Teddy. Gets a husband.
Also tells Teddy to like get her shit together.
Yep.
And like also keeps a secret, but then also like has a lot of sex.
And has so much that even a shower won't get it off of her.
Yeah.
I think that is the only correct answer.
Yeah. So, okay, Maggie.
Okay. I don't know what to rate it in the sense that when I was watching it with Jake, it felt like just so much drama and no medicine and like... You know, I always have to compare things to the bomb episode, like the perfect blend of drama and whatever. And I was like, this feels like a soap opera.
Yeah.
Especially the last episode was just like, bleh. And so, although there are parts of it I think were done well and I felt things, I think I'm going to, it's going to give you a six for me.
I was going to say six too.
Yeah.
That might be a hot take, but I just didn't really love these. So...
And it's like, not that I don't think the DeLuca thing is important or the Teddy and Allison is important. It's just that it feels like a soap opera.
Yeah, totally agree.
Okay, thank you so much for listening. We'll be here next week for the finale. And if you are a Patreon, make sure you're listening on the Patreon app. Patron. If you are a Patreon page, make sure you're listening on the app or the feed so that you can hear post-op. Otherwise, time of death is 2004.
Beep.